Ooh, these people are new to Canada, and they've been invited to a party. What should they wear? What should they wear? Well, that depends. Do you want to fit in or not? If you get invited to a party in Canada, or if you go to any other event and you don't know what to wear, well, the first question is, do you want to fit in or not? This is a very important question. Okay, what does fit in mean? Fit in means to look like everyone else, okay? So nobody notices you. Okay, look, this guy fits in. This guy fits in. Does this guy fit in? No, because he's wearing some different color clothes. Okay, he doesn't fit in. He stands out. Look at that. He stands out. That's the opposite of fit in. Okay, that means people notice you. There's something different about you. You might be wearing some interesting clothes, or you might be doing something weird to stand out, to make people notice you. Okay, sometimes I see articles on Facebook or other places online that say things like this: 10 ways to stand out at a party. Okay, so the purpose of this article would be to teach you or to give you some tips how to get noticed at a party. Sometimes people want to stand out. They want other people to see them and maybe come talk to them, or I don't know, maybe they just want to be popular. Okay? So that's what it means to stand out. Okay, but some people would rather just fit in. They want to fit in. Maybe they stand out, but they don't want to stand out. They would rather, learn how to fit in and not be noticed too much. Okay, so it really depends. Do you want to fit into Western culture or not? Okay, that's probably why you're watching this video. Maybe you want to fit in to Western culture, but maybe you don't want to. Okay, sometimes in Calgary, I see, women wearing full burqas here in Canada. It's not too common, but yeah, it's pretty common. I mean, you see it, like just the other day, I think 2 days ago, I went shopping and I saw a woman wearing a full burqa walking, on the side of the road. And it's always very striking when I see that. They stand out, right? Because they are the only people in Canada who hide their faces. In Canada, it's a very free society, it's a very open society. So we can always see people's face. So when you can't see someone's face, that's very, very strange. It's different. Okay, I mean, I don't mind it. It makes me notice. Oh, wow. That person is covering their full body and their face and everything. Some Canadians do get angry when they see this. They see a burqa as a symbol of oppression. But personally, I don't really care. It doesn't affect my life. And I think most Canadians probably don't really care too much. But it is always, something to notice. If you're walking in a store and you see like five people and four of them are not covering their faces, and then one is covering their face and their body like in a black burqa like this. Wow, you definitely notice it, right? They stand out. Okay, so that's why I say it depends. Do you want to stand out or fit in? That's the first most important question you need to answer. Okay, so if you want to fit in, then there are different kinds of attire that you should wear to different events. Attire means clothing, okay? What you wear, your outfit, okay? And there are different kinds of events. There are formal events, semi-formal events, casual events. Okay, so what should you wear to each of these kinds of events? Well, let's take a look at formal events. So here are some common formal events. So weddings, funerals, different kinds of ceremonies, like a graduation ceremony or a church ceremony or something like that. What about a fancy dinner? Hey, maybe you're going on a nice date then it's always good to dress up a little bit, right? Maybe you're going to a fancy restaurant, you need to wear a tie and a nice suit or whatever. Business events, okay? It's very common for, you know, business people to wear, you know, formal clothing. So what is formal clothing? Well, for men, it's usually just a suit. Okay, I mean, for most of these events, men will wear a suit, a tie, a collared shirt, a suit jacket. Maybe if they're wanting to be a little bit more fancy, they might wear a pocket square there, dress pants, and nice shoes. Okay, a woman might wear a dress or a skirt with a nice top, or maybe dress pants with a top, or maybe women, some women wear suits as well, like a suit and a tie as well. So there are a lot more options for women. Men, it's just so simple, right? A suit and that's it. Okay, so what about colors? Well, if you go to a funeral, you should wear black. If you have black. If you don't have any black clothes, I mean, that's okay. Just wear whatever you have, but it's good to wear black if you have it. Now, for other events, colors are fine. It's okay to wear colors. Now, this is a big difference between Western culture and many other cultures around the world, especially for men's clothing. Okay, for example, in Asian countries, men wear very conservative colors. Like a man's suit, a businessman would wear like maybe black, gray, white, maybe navy blue with a white shirt, you know, maybe a black tie or something like this. These are very conservative colors. But in the West, it's very common to wear like bright colors, like a bright pink shirt or a bright orange tie. Even if you're the CEO of a company or you're a news broadcaster on TV, okay, you might wear some really colorful colors. Okay, like this, you know, maybe a colorful pocket square, a tie. You know, this person is probably at a wedding, right? Even at a wedding, people wear very colorful stuff very often in Western culture. So if you come to Canada and you want to wear some colors, hey, Canada's a free place. You can wear whatever you want. You don't have to just wear, you know, boring colors all the time. Personally, I like colors, like the Mad English TV logo. Right? It's got some different colors. I love color. Okay, so there are events here in Canada and in Western countries called black tie events. Now, at these events, black is the main color. Okay, so these are very like fancy events, like maybe a really fancy party. Usually rich people go to these events. I never go to black tie events. I don't think I've ever been to a black tie event. Okay, but at these events, men would wear tuxedos. A tuxedo is like a very fancy suit with like a bow tie, usually a bow tie. Okay, and women would wear like really nice dresses, maybe a black dress or a red. It doesn't need to be black, it can be any color. Okay, but just a very fancy dress. Hey, maybe we should go to a black tie event. Maybe when Mad English TV reaches 1 million subscribers, maybe I can rent a fancy place and we can have a black tie event. That'd be a lot of fun. Okay, so what about semi-formal events? Well, have you ever heard this term, business casual? Business casual is a word people use for clothing that's not too formal and it's not too... A very loud motorbike outside my house, distracting me. Okay, but business casual events are sort of in the middle. All right, they're not too formal, they're not too casual. Things like this, church. Okay, very often people wear nice clothes to church. They wouldn't wear a full suit and a tie. Maybe the pastor would wear a suit and a tie, but most people would not be that formal. Okay, or to, you know, a business lunch. You know, you might wear, you know, a nice, just a shirt and maybe some pants or something, but not like a full suit with a tie, right? And to a party, you know, the same thing. You might wear business casual to a party. So in my opinion, business casual is just like a nicer form of casual wear, okay? Like maybe wearing dark jeans or dark pants. Usually dark jeans or like dark pants are more formal, they're more classy. Okay, so it's very common to just get a dark pair of jeans. If you come to Canada and you want to fit in to almost any event, just get a dark pair of jeans and a nice sweater like that or a nice top like this, and you'll be fine. You'll fit into any situation then, you know? There's, unless it's like a very fancy occasion, then people might think, why is he not wearing a tie or a suit or something? But for most events, even CEOs of companies here that I've seen, you know, see, I've worked in like professional jobs here in Canada, and you know, people often wear clothes like that, even to those kinds of professional jobs. Maybe you might even see, you know, someone in a bank wearing clothes like that. That's totally fine, or clothes like this. Okay, so yeah, it just, if you come to Canada, just get a darker pair of like jeans or pants, and then get a nice sweater or a nice top, and you're good to go. You don't need to waste too much money. Okay, yeah, so like I said, sweater, dark jeans. Now, what about shoes? Well, for women, you know, they might wear some flats, you know, to a party or something, or high heels. You could wear high heels. High heels are more formal. Flats are just, you know, maybe a little bit more casual, but they're good too. Men could wear shoes like this. These are called desert boots. They're not too formal, or they're not, you know, too casual. They just look very nice, okay? So if this couple went to a party, you know, if your colleague at work is having a birthday party or something, and you went wearing these kind of clothes, hey, that would be great. That would be enough. Nobody would think you're dressed too much or too little, right? So sometimes it's hard to know. So sometimes it's good if you just pick a medium place, a medium, you know, style of what to wear. Okay, what about casual events? Well, anything to do with your friends or family, you know, is probably a casual event. Like if you go to the movies with your friends, or you go out to eat with your family, or you stay at home, those are just casual situations, right? So casual situations, you know, you would wear lighter colored jeans maybe, you know, like I said, dark is more sort of more classy, lighter colored jeans are more casual, you know, she's wearing a hoodie, he's wearing a t-shirt, you know, they're just very relaxed, comfortable. You could wear sweatpants as well. You know, sweatpants, maybe you want to go to the gym, you should get a good pair of sweatpants or shorts to wear. Okay, so, I mean, there are lots of options if you just want to be casual. Now, I would say overall, the attire in Western culture is much less formal than other cultures around the world. I think it's a lot less formal here. For example, in Eastern Europe and other places around the world, women will dress up anytime they leave their house. Let's say they're going shopping, okay? I mean, they might wear like dress pants, nice top, high heels. Okay, you see that in Europe all the time. I always notice when I go to Europe, the women are dressed a lot better there than they are in Canada or the US. Not just women, men too, right? Sometimes I see pictures of men from places like Kurdistan, right? Or Iran, or other parts of the Middle East. Middle Eastern men dress up really well. They're very groomed, you know, groomed very well in the facial hair. They have like a good hairstyle. They're wearing really nice clothes that fit really well. Okay, I mean, here in Canada, men don't dress up that much compared to those men. So, I mean, I think it's great if a society sort of looks really nice. But here in Canada, it's very common to see people just going shopping wearing like their pajamas, right? Maybe baggy sweatpants, a baggy t-shirt, you know, their hair is messy, you know, they're just going shopping. They don't care about anything. Whereas in other parts of the world, people dress up. Like in Asia, you know, women in Asia, they don't leave the house unless their face is plastered with makeup. Plastered means a lot of makeup. Women like Indonesian women, you know, Philippines too, Thailand, you know, all those kind of countries, they wear a lot of makeup anytime they go out of their house. Okay, so it's just a cultural difference. I would say overall, Western culture is a lot less formal. So if you come to Canada, you can just relax, do whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. You don't have to dress up too much. Just be yourself. Okay, so hey, I want to know, do you like to fit in or stand out? If you go to a party, do you like to just sort of fit in and be the same as everyone else? Or do you like to stand out and draw attention to yourself? Let me know down there in the comments what you like to do, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.